time for more Positive Living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. You can still give us a call right here on TalkZone.com at 888-GO-FOR-IT. My guest today is Janet White. And if you want to get the job of your dreams, she will tell you how you can do that without going to job boards, without mass mailing your resume, without networking, without recruiters and human resources, believe it or not. For 35 years, my guest, Janet White, has gotten every job she ever wanted easily and effortlessly, even when she didn't have the qualifications, the experience, didn't know anyone on the inside, and there was competition, and the economy wasn't good. She made it happen, and she's showing you how to do that. In her new book, Secrets of the Hidden Job Market, Change Your Thinking to Get the Job of Your Dreams, you can log on to jobmarketsecrets.com. Welcome back, Janet.
Thanks, Patricia.
Okay, what about the age issue? I'm too old. I can't do it. They pick younger people. Talk about that.
Oh, that is a major, major fear point. And if you believe it, you're exactly right. You are too old. But here's the thing. Problems don't come with age. Unless you want a job as a stripper or military, or not even anymore with the airlines, because they've eliminated those age requirements too. If you can think and you can solve problems, then you can get hired. I am 56. I don't know how that happened, but I am. And I have never experienced age discrimination. Why, you say, why haven't you ever experienced age discrimination? It's because everything stems from your belief. I do not hold a belief that there's an issue with my age. And so I do not experience situations in which I'm having a situation with my age. Do you see how that works?
Yes,
I do. When it's not a problem in your mind, then it's not a problem in your life. So if you are facing what you believe to be age-related situations with hiring, I suggest you look within you. Are you carrying that belief it's your age? Well, anything you focus on, especially with feeling, is going to show up. This is the law of attraction. So you have to change that belief to say, instead of, I'm too old, that's why no one wants to hire me, change it to, I am hired because I help companies solve their problems.
And because I have the experience and longevity.
Well, that's why you get hired. It's because you
have
the
experience.
And by the way, not necessarily because you have the experience, because I've been hired without experience, without credentials.
Janet, let's talk a little bit about using this system to get new clients when you're an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Give us some advice.
Or a sales rep.
Sure, or you're an entrepreneur and you need more clients to buy your product or service.
Or you're an employer and you're looking for the right employee. It's exactly the same process. It starts in your thinking. You focus on having a successful business. You see your store full of customers. You hear your phone ringing, okay? You see the piles of orders coming through in your imagination. So that's the first step. You know what you want. Second step is to be the person who has it. Well, if you don't really have it, how can you bring that about? What you do is just start thinking as if you did. If you were a company that was twice the size that you are now, what would your life be like? Start planning for that. Start planning to redecorate the office. Start planning to have that which you desire. Again, don't focus on the mechanics of getting it, because that will come naturally. Just focus on the end result. Always hold that vision. You're an entrepreneur and you want to build your business. Focus on having a business the size that you want to have. And do the things that someone who's in that position with that kind of business does. And you'll be astonished how rapidly your vision becomes your reality.
Incredible. All right. What about somebody who wants to change careers in today's economy?
Well, frankly, Patricia, this economy is no different. Changing careers in this economy is no different from changing careers in any economy. If you want to change careers, whether you want to or you have to, because we talked about before that some industries are shrinking and many industries are cyclical, just like real estate, it's totally cyclical. What do you do if you want to, if you are forced to or have to change careers? So you do what you need to do to make a living, to pay the bills, while focusing on something else. For example, when I was in commercial real estate for 18 years. I spent 12 years as a publicist and commercial real estate writer. That was what I was doing one day, all right? And it was clear to me that I had to leave. After all this, all those years, I was getting bored and nothing was coming through the door, all right? And you know what? And in the back of my mind for a long time, I said, I want to do something where I can help people. I want to make a difference in people's lives. Well, one day I had the feeling to go to this kind of like a networking, more like a mixer. And there I met somebody who wouldn't know it at the time, but he would change my life because he was starting a company that sold wheelchairs.
Interesting.
And that working for him brought me into an entirely different industry. I've now been in medical equipment sales for 12 years.
All right, but Janet, we've got just about a minute left. So in just 30 seconds, tell our listeners if they get one thing out of this program on secrets of the hidden job market, changing your thinking, what's your message?
If you can believe it, you can have it. Always believe it's possible. Train your thinking to believe that you can have what you want and never, never, never go to fear or worry. Because that's
all right.
Going to show up.
Thank you so much, Janet, for being on the program. Stay on the line. Thank you so much. Janet White, author of Secrets of the Hidden Job Market, change your thinking to get the job of your dreams. Log on to jobmarketsecrets.com or write to Janet at jobmarketsecrets.com to get her newsletter. And this show will be archived on the site, talkzone.com, as of this evening. Next week, I have a great guest. Her name is Barbara Bijou, and her book is The Joy of Ritual, Spiritual Recipes to Celebrate Milestones, Ease Transitions, and Make Every Day Sacred. Barbara Bijou is an interfaith minister, motivational speaker, and a life coach strategy. And she really helps bring and integrate practical spirituality into people's lives. And so she has wonderful books, wonderful things about rituals you can do in all different areas, whether it's retirement, whether it's appreciating coworkers, whether it's whatever it is, any ritual, bringing more love into your life, bringing more money into your life, she will show you that. All right, folks, I just want to tell you that it's an honor and pleasure to be with you each week. Email me at patricia@raskinresources.com. I'd love to hear from you. My site is raskinresources.com. Remember, as I say each week when I close the show, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Until next Monday, I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living. Have a great Monday and a great week.